For the KSMU Sense of Community series, I'm Mike Smith, just south of Branson at College of the Ozarks in Point Lookout, Missouri, where I talked to
Joan Scott from Kansas City, Missouri now, but originally from Chicago.
About her just completed visit to what's called the Smithsonian of the Ozarks, the Ralph Foster Museum.
Well, it was highly educational, very informative, very well put together, and I thoroughly enjoyed it, and I think we've been in there 2.5-3 hours already.
And you probably didn't see even half.
Oh, no, we have half. To come back. You're absolutely right.
Do you have a favorite part of your visit?
The cameos and the stones. And I've never seen a Kewpie doll in my life. That's the first time, and I'm 68.
Taking the tour on a Monday in mid-June, Joan and her party of four are among some 60,000 annual visitors to the Ralph Foster Museum, known for its collection of all things Ozarks.
There are people who can breeze through here in a couple of hours, but usually it's an hour and a half is minimum that we tell people that sort of gets you at least an idea of what we have here.
Annette Sain has worked at the Ralph Foster Museum for 28 years, the last 16 as its director.
We've had people come in and spend 5-6 hours and then leave and say, I just don't have any more time. I'll catch the rest on my next visit.
Is there a number? Is there an actual number of items that are on display here?
I'm sure there is an actual physical number. I'm sure that our registrar could tell you exactly how many items we have. I know that it's hundreds of thousands, both on display and in storage. First floor is basically special collections. We have a lot of antiques, clocks, watches, dolls, furniture. There's also a music room, which highlights Ralph Foster and Cy Simon, both instrumental in KWTL radio station and the Ozarks Jubilee TV show. We also have an art gallery, which has an ever-changing exhibit in there, so there's always something new for people to see every year. If you've been here once, you think it's all the same, no, it changes. So we have an ever-changing exhibit in there. We also have farm equipment, old tools, that sort of thing. Second floor is primarily firearms and different weapons, and a little bit of natural history from around the world. And then third floor is more natural history, a history of the college, and a history of the Ozarks.
That reminds me of a story. There's an old man that used to work at the Folk Center years ago, Mac Chipwood. He's a great old guy.
If you read all of the labels, it is quite the experience and does take quite a bit of time.
Annette Sain says keeping track of and labeling the museum's many artifacts is a staff which includes herself and three other full-time curators, plus a group of students participating in the Hard Work U, as College of the Ozarks is known, work education program.
Work study kids that are selling tickets, selling gift shop items, answering the phone, answering questions on the floors, providing security for the artifacts, helping with an exhibit, doing research, running errands, whatever we need for them to do.
And many thanks to the museum work study student who, on the third floor and with permission and assistance from Director Annette Sain, helped me record for you this locomotive bell on exhibit as a gift to the Ralph Foster Museum from the Frisco Railway.
Yeah, you can actually just pull this and let it go.
It's certainly a great collection. It's got an awful lot of history here.
Harry Surrette, his wife, and two friends are visiting the Branson area from Winnipeg, Manitoba, Canada. Harry is especially fond of the farm equipment on display at the Ralph Foster Museum, but he's glad to learn more about the cultural history of the Ozarks because until now all he's had to go on was from Beverly Hills, that is.
The Ozark culture life is very, very impressive to us because we don't know much about it, except what we hear and see in Jed Clampett and so on, even the vehicles here.
Come and listen to my story about a man named Jed. We're a mountaineer, barely kept his family.
The original Beverly Hillbillies truck from the 1960s hit TV show has been at the Ralph Foster Museum since 1977. Director Annette Sain says it's one of the museum's most popular artifacts.
It's very popular. It's amazing that there's that culture out there that loves that show so much, and they bring their kids and their grandkids and their great-grandkids to see the truck.
The original Beverly Hillbillies truck is also popular with many of the notable speakers at College of the Ozarks Community Convocation Series. At the invitation of C of O President Dr. Jerry Davis, the honored guests can sit in the truck. Among those who did, says Museum Director Annette Sain, journalist and former White House Press Secretary, the late Tony Snow.
And Tony Snow came over, and he had a friend with him. I mean, they actually both got in the car, and I took the picture and everything, and all of a sudden, they burst out into song, and they were singing the theme song, and it was just like, I was just stunned, because it was absolutely priceless.
So who else has had their picture taken in the truck?
Newt Gingrich, Mike Krzyzewski, Tony Snow, of course. Good heavens, we've had a lot. I will tell you one that did not, and that was Margaret Thatcher. She was more interested in having her picture taken by the Rolls Royce, so that's what she did. So her two aides that were helping her get around and keeping track of her and that sort of thing, they had their picture taken in the hillbilly truck. They had a great time, and they were like, don't tell Lady Thatcher.
By the way, Lady Thatcher's backdrop was the museum's 1931 Rolls-Royce Phantom II. Pictures of my visit to the Ralph Foster Museum are online with this story at ksmu.org. Information on the Ralph Foster Museum at College of the Ozarks is at rfostermuseum.com. For KSMU's Sense of Community series, I'm Mike Smith.